Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Listen and grow as Del questions the status quo, encourages you to think differently, and empowers you to make a better life. Get ready as Del challenges core beliefs, seeks the truth, and reveals the roadmap to the lifestyle you really want. And now your host, multi-millionaire, national award-winning investor, CEO and founder of Lifestyles Unlimited, Del Walmsley.
Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show, where the hype ends and the help begins. My name is Al Gordon. I am proudly sitting in for Del, and we're doing a Tell Del Tuesday edition of the Del Walmsley Radio Show. And this is not just any Tell Del Tuesday. Well, part of the reason it's not just anyone is because I'm sitting here for Del. Del decided that he wanted to go hang out and have a good time vacationing as we get ready for our expo event. So he just, you know, I mean, here's the way it works. He makes a decision that he wants to do something and he just gets it done. So what about the radio show? Well, he just basically calls me up and says, Al, you got some white space on your calendar? Can you do my show for me? And I'm like, sure, not a problem. He's like, sweet. I'm going to go have a good time. I'll see you in about a week and a half. And I said, great, Del, have a great time. So I'm going to have a great time interviewing Del's guest today. And today I have a special treat for you. This is not the typical type of interview that Del would conduct. What does that mean, the typical type of interview? Well, it simply means this. Normally, we bring on a Lifestyles Unlimited member, somebody that doesn't have any real estate investing experience, or if they do have real estate investing experience, it's probably mediocre at best real estate experience. They haven't experienced what we experience as Lifestyles Unlimited members because they haven't learned the nuances of what we know. So what that means is they tend to be investors in real estate and they get mediocre results. I'm one of those people. Yes, I am one of those people. I am somebody that actually started investing in real estate way back in the 1980s. That was when I bought my very first rental property. And you know what I didn't know? A lot. I didn't know a lot about what I was doing. I just kind of knew that real estate was the thing and I had to get some. So I went out and I got some. And you know what I got? I got a mediocre result. And I wound up transacting that property and didn't own property after that for a little while until the bug came back. And then I decided to buy some more real estate. And I started buying real estate and I bought another piece of real estate and I bought another piece of real estate. Next thing you know, I've got three duplexes in a place that is, you know, about 2,000 miles away from where I live. And I think I'm doing it right. And I wind up owning those properties for a good 20 some odd years. And then I stumble across Lifestyles Unlimited. I joined Lifestyles Unlimited and I'm kind of thinking, you know, what are they going to teach me that I don't already know? But I put my pride in my back pocket and I listened to what Del Walmsley's wisdom was conveying to me through the 2-day financial freedom seminar. And I was blown away. There were concepts that were being taught to me that I had never even considered, other concepts that I just didn't understand prior to going through the training. And what I realized was I was sitting on some real estate that had a lot more value to it than the way I was operating. So I wound up changing what I was doing with the real estate. I turned negative cash flow into positive cash flow. And that started me on a glide path to getting myself to a place of retirement 2 years after I became a member of Lifestyles Unlimited. So You heard my backstory about real estate. My guest today has a similar story, except his story is more voluminous. Now, he started at a young age, too. My notes say that he bought his first single family property at the age of 23. And then my notes go on to say he has bought and sold over 235 single family houses, and he currently owns 170 of those. So here's the question that's got to be stirring in your mind. Why would somebody who appears to have great success investing in real estate even consider joining an organization like Lifestyles Unlimited? Now, I have my thoughts on this. I do have my thoughts. And my thoughts are there was something that Lifestyles Unlimited made available to my guest that he couldn't get any other way. And he took notice and he became a member of Lifestyles Unlimited. So let me do this. I'm going to stop talking and I'm going to bring Don onto the show. Now, Don is a different type of Lifestyles Unlimited member. What do I mean by different? Okay, he's just like the rest of us. He is just like the rest of us. It's just that he came to Lifestyles Unlimited with a pretty big portfolio, and he has not stopped growing his portfolio. So let's bring Don onto the show. Don, welcome to the show. How are you today, my friend?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
I'm pretty good. So did you hear my entire backstory?
I did. I guess my interview is over. No,
we're all done. All right, Rick, go ahead and run a replay. No, I'm kidding. No. So did you hear anything in my backstory that made you go, I kind of experienced that, or was your story completely different than mine?
Yeah, it's similar. It just, you know, I just kept buying. I never, you know, it's one of those things that from an early age, I wanted to figure out how I wanted to be financially independent. And, you know, I started looking at ways of doing it. And it was real clear to me that real estate was the way to do it, that, you know, close to 90% of all millionaires did it through real estate. So I said, I'm going to start doing that. So I did start buying. I bought my first property at 23 and I just never looked back. But, you know, I would buy one, and then a couple of years later, I bought another one. And then it just started, you know, accumulating a portfolio. I was one of those that really enjoyed doing it. I got married at 29 with a fantastic partner, and she was on the same page as I was, and we said, you know, let's do this thing, because I didn't want to be tied to the corporate world the rest of my life. And, you know, and then by buying properties, you know, one at a time, and most of mine I held onto them. I was not a buy and flipper. I like buying and holding on to that cash flow and keep growing my wealth. And so it was something that allowed me to, by the time I was 35, I was pretty much real estate retired. However, I did keep my corporate job until I was 45, because I enjoyed what I did. The nice thing is once you start having that passive income coming in, and you know that you're working because you want to, not because you have to, it makes your job so much easier. And you're doing it because, you know, you enjoy what you're doing. And I was a computer programmer and I enjoyed what I did. I worked at a bank and I was able to get some high profile projects. At a certain point it was time to move on. I just started keep buying properties, and if I learned how to buy them right, or I bought them at a good price, and I was able to pretty much buy most everything I bought, either nothing down or I got paid to buy them at closing. So when you don't have a whole lot invested in the property, you're not limited to how many you can buy. And so
you were taking advantage of no money down systems and things that were available to us as investors back in the day, which aren't necessarily available to us today. Is that fair?
Well, that's the thing, you know, with real estate being, you know, I've been doing it for 42 years. You know, I've seen the many banking cycles. You know, used to be able to do almost 100% cash out refis, and then, you know, then the banks shut down on that because of, you know, unscrupulous investors taking advantage of that. So you really, you know, that's the nice thing about real estate. You do have to adapt to the changing banking laws, and you just figure out what makes sense for you, and that's how you then, you know, put together your portfolio.
So here's the question I have for you. Why in 2022 did you make a decision during a pandemic, nonetheless, to become a member of Lifestyles Unlimited?
Well, I had recently done a bunch of refinancing of some of my properties, and I was sitting on a pretty good sizable chunk of money. And so I was looking at ways to reinvest that money. And I really didn't want to buy a whole lot of more single family homes, because I do want to stay married to my wife. And she was kind of like, well, you know, how many more do we really need? So, and I was listening to Dell on the radio for multiple, you know, probably 6 months or so, because as I'm working, I listen to the radio. And so I said, I'm going to take a look at this, because I'm interested in, you know, the passive income side. So I actually went to one of the meetups, and actually went to one of the two days that was in Richmond. Like, it was like the following week. And still wasn't convinced, but then I decided, well, if I'm going to do this, I really want to check this out. So just happened that Expo was like 3 weeks later. So I actually bought my tickets to Expo, flew out, did the 2 days of your multifamily bus tours. And I wanted to experience everything about what Lifestyles offers before I jump into it. And I actually did the full day, the first day of the bus tours. And at that time, we did 4 properties a day. On the second day, I think it was the 7th property, I actually went and when we pulled off, I decided I just wasn't going to go inside another apartment complex. And actually the lead, I still remember him that day. And he goes, "Are you not going to go in?" I said, "No, I don't really need to see it." You know, to me, and it was kind of a sarcastic part of my part, but I said, "They all kind of look a little boring at this point." And he was kind of set back. And I said, "No, that's actually a compliment." I said, "When you go into these apartment complexes, you see everyone uses the same color schemes, the same, you know, layouts." And to me, that was a very positive, because that just proved that Lifestyles has a model, a very successful model, and that everyone follows it to go with that success. So I called my wife at night. I said, "I'm become a member," and because I really wanted to get into the passive income to create some passive income stream. So I actually became a Lifestyles member the following morning. I was there when registration opened up and signed up, and I've been a happy member ever since. So it was actually the bus tours that really convinced me that, you know, Lifestyles was something I wanted to get into for the passive income stream.
So you saw firsthand what apartment communities can do for you. You saw firsthand what the roadmap that we follow at Lifestyles Unlimited produces. And you were convinced, just based off of what you saw, that Lifestyles Unlimited was the real deal?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, when you see everyone following, you know, I didn't know what to expect. You know, if you go in there and you see, well, this apartment's, they painted their, you know, they've got, you know, white walls on this one. This one's got gray walls on that one, but that's not what I saw. Everyone followed the same format. And when you see, you know, that level of success, people follow that success. And that's something I was very interested in, because as the leads, or what you call syndicators, they all follow that map. And that to me is what I'm big on, is following systems. And that's just, you know, that's something I do in my single family. We have a system that we follow. We have a plan. We have, you know, on how we execute our plan. And y'all, the leads seem to execute that plan exactly the way the roadmap tells them. And so that was, to me, you know, a very good selling point to become a Lifestyles member.
So up until that point, you were a single family investor. You had a lot of single family assets in your portfolio, but you didn't own any multifamily at that point. Is that true?
I did not. Everything I have is single family.
So it was exposure to the multifamily side of what we do at Lifestyles Unlimited that really caught your eye, and then you saw what passive income can do for you as a truly passive investor. Because it sounds like to me, you made a decision in your life that you want to be a little more passive than you want to be hands-on. Am I on to something, Don?
That is exactly correct. Because my wife and I run our whole company. We don't have employees, believe it or not. She's the property manager, and I do the, you know, coordination of the maintenance. I do most of the maintenance myself, because I'm very hands-on on what we do. And I tell you a kind of interesting thing. It was one day, the nice thing is a lot of the leads that I'm invested with are also on Facebook. And so I try to connect with all the leads. So a lot of them post pictures of, you know, progress or what they're doing. I think one of the most interesting pictures I saw one day is one of my leads had just had, I think, 100 toilets delivered, and it was a picture in the parking lot with all those toilets. And I brought my wife into the office. I said, "Look at this. There's 100 toilets, and we don't have to touch on one of them." She goes, "Oh, that's a great thing. That's a great thing.
It's a beautiful thing, huh?
It's a beautiful thing to see other people finally working, and, you know, working as hard as we are." So and we get paid, you know, and we get the, you know, the returns from someone else's labor. So if I could only figure out how to do that with my my own portfolio a little bit more than I do, then I think we would really be set. But that was one of my favorite pictures, was the pictures of 100 toilets sitting in the parking lot, and someone else is installing them, not me. So.
Yeah, and it's economies of scale, because they bought 100 at a discounted price, and they've got a team that's going to put them in one after the other. So it's not like they've got to pay a plumber to come out, install one, and leave. They pay that plumber to come out and install all 100, which is a big cost savings, right?
Right, and they're all low flow, so it's also saving us as investors in that project the water bill every month.
You know, I noticed, Don, that you're talking a lot about multifamily and not a lot about single family, which tells me that your mindset has changed and you're really digging this passive investing. When we come back from the break, we're going to talk to him about his portfolio. Stick around.
With a roadmap to creating the lifestyle you really want. Keep listening. The Del Wamsley Radio Show returns in moments. Learn to retire in 5 years or less through real estate investing. Learn how, learn now. Let Lifestyles Unlimited show you how. Get educated now. Text the word radio to 88007. That's radio to 88007. Join for just $297. Lifestyles Unlimited. You're hearing the Del Wamsley Radio Show. Want more life-changing knowledge? Access our podcast and listen on demand at lifestylesunlimited.com under the radio tab. Now your host, Del Wamsley.
Welcome back to the Del Wamsley Radio Show, where the hype ends and the help begins. My name is Al Gordon, and proudly I'm sitting in for Del, who's out having a really great time and can't do his radio show today. So he asked me to sit in. And I said, yeah, you know what? I'm totally cool with that, because I get an opportunity to interview Don. Now, Don is a member of Lifestyles Unlimited. Now, if you're just joining the show and you've missed the first half of the show, you've missed a lot, because the interesting thing about Don is he's not your typical Lifestyles Unlimited member. This is a guy that went out and bought real estate and effectively retired himself at about the age of, I don't know, 35. Were you about 35, Don, when you did that?
I was real estate retired at 35. Yes.
Okay. And then you kept working for another, what, 10 years?
10 years.
Because you enjoyed it?
Yes, I did. I enjoyed it. My coworkers. I enjoyed what I did. But I was coming in because I wanted to, not because I had to. It's one of those, like, I knew I could walk away at any moment. And when you have that, flexibility, it makes going to work a lot, so much easier.
So what was the catalyst for leaving the job? Was it to focus on the real estate business, or did you just fall out of love with the job?
Well, I was in the banking industry, and bank mergers come up, and our bank got bought by a bigger bank that was in another city, and we kind of just lost our way as far as what we were doing as a team, and because decisions were made in Atlanta instead of in Richmond. And so, at that point, I really wanted to really do more in my real estate career anyway. And so, it had a time that we could, it was a good opportunity to leave. So I told my wife, we're going to do it. And so I retired me from the corporate, and we retired her 2 years later in the corporate. So she retired, 2 years after I did. And we've been on this journey ever since.
So you're 45 years of age. You're no longer working for corporate America. You've got financial freedom. You're making money off of your investments with real estate. You go another 15 years building that real estate business up, and then you stumble across Lifestyles Unlimited. Was your wife on board with you thinking, just the mere thought of joining an organization like Lifestyles Unlimited?
Well, she was a little skeptical at times, at the beginning, but she always trusted trust my opinion and what I wanted to do. And it was her, you know, she said, you know, if you want to do this, you know, you go, you know, go ahead and join the organization. But, you know, she was skeptical about the, you know, the passive side. She says, are you going to just be throwing your money away?
You know, Don, I'm sitting back and I'm listening to your story, and I'm just reminded of the experience I had when I joined Lifestyles Unlimited, and I went home and I told my wife, hey, you know, this is what I did today. And she was kind of like, you know, had her arms crossed and give me all that negative body language, like, you know, kind of like, all right, you know, I don't know what you just did, but I think you just spent money out of the household. But at the end of the day, we'll just see how it works out. And ironically, we got involved with multifamily investing because, like you, I saw the power of the passive investing. I wanted to be a part of that. I wanted pure passive investing in my life because I had owned real estate for a long time. And, you know, I wanted to see what it was like to invest in multifamily. And it took me 4 years of my wife just kind of looking over the edge of her glasses at me with regards to Lifestyles Unlimited until we sold our very first multifamily investment and we got a very large check. And I showed her that check and I said, look, here's the result of what we started 4 years ago. And you know what she said to me, Don?
What was that?
Are we going to get more of those? So at that point, she saw the light and the skepticism kind of erased. But I lived with that skepticism for about 4 years. What was your result?
We are getting the dividend checks, and it's nice to see that extra income coming in every month. And it's definitely nice to see those dividends come in. So and she's been more on board since the first year. One of the things we do is, you know, we put together a picnic every year for our local group that we have about 50 to 60 people come, and we have a pool party and a barbecue, and she really gets involved in that. And she is really getting involved with a lot of the members and, you know, getting to be friends with everybody. So that's helped out a whole lot too. Just the whole socialization of the Lifestyle Network. Everyone's such a great group of people.
Yeah, talk to me about that network. I mean, you're in the state of Virginia, is that correct?
That is correct.
And Lifestyles Unlimited doesn't have any physical presence there. In other words, we don't have any fixed offices in the state of Virginia. So, you know, you're kind of what we consider a national member. We provide services and support to you, but you don't have a local office that you can check in on. Is that a fair statement?
That is correct. But we have a very active local group. We meet together at least once a month, and we do sometimes hold other events as well. But it's nice and encouraging, especially for new members. Because, you know, you're not just getting into a program. You're actually with a network of people that everyone's willing to help. If you have a question, we're there to answer. I know I do a lot of, you know, when I do go to the meetups, I'm probably one of the last ones there to answer any questions that people have. So, you know, it's a nice support group. Plus, you know, it allows me an opportunity to find new people that they'll be willing to listen to my real estate stories, because all my old friends are tired of hearing from me.
Well, they probably just don't understand what it is that you're doing, and they don't understand that you've built wealth for yourself and for your family. You've been able to retire off of that wealth. And now I'm guessing you're focused on some kind of legacy plan. Am I onto something?
That is correct. Actually, my oldest daughter just bought her first single family last year.
And, oh, good.
She's really excited about that, and actually thinking about buying, you know, one or two more, because she's beginning to see the power of having that extra passive income. And also, when it came to taxes this year, it actually helped reduce some of her real estate, of her personal taxes, because of the deductions that real estate property, you know, sped off on, you know, for her. So you know, it's one of those, you know. She grew up in the household with us, and she says, "Oh, y'all work too hard. We don't want to get involved in this. Y'all, you know, this is too hard for us to do." But then, when she bought her first one, realized it's not really a whole lot of work. And she says, "And I get all this income every month." So I think, you know, buying her own has really actually helped her understand even more about what we do. And you know, although we are a much larger scale than one property, But I think she's realizing that the full potential as well. So
she's already bought her first property and she's thinking about buying the second property. But the other one is focused on her career. What are you doing to help nurture her into understanding that she's probably going to inherit a whole bunch of real estate? So maybe she might want to pay attention to what mom and dad are doing.
Well, I think so, because to be honest with you, it scares them to death.
Oh, it does.
It does. It goes, you know, I hope y'all do something to make this a little easier, because we won't know what to do if we inherit 170 properties, which is, for me, it was a good program, but I understand their concern. But yeah, we are gradually moving more and more into the direction of actually showing them exactly what we do, and, you know, a little bit more in detail, and trying to get them more involved. Like some oldest daughter, she's, you know, is there. My youngest daughter, you know, she's got a, you know, she needs to concentrate on her career, and that's what she does. And, but, you know, we're hoping that we'll eventually get there. But, you know, because real estate has just been so good to us. I can't think of any other mechanism that you could do to acquire the wealth in as fast as you can with as little effort to do that. But, you know, what's really interesting is, you know, what real estate has done is not only changes our lifestyle, but it actually changes our daughter's lifestyle, because one of the things that, you know, I try to tell people how our kids went to college on real estate scholarships. And everybody goes, really, what's a real estate scholarship? And we decided early on that instead of putting money into these college plans where every month you're putting money so that when they get 18, they've got their free college education, we actually bought a house and put it in their name. And so after they graduated college, my oldest daughter, she had over $100,000 of real estate, of college debt. She started paying back her student loans, and then like 3 months later, we went and took that property, refinanced it, was able to pull out the full amount that we needed, and we paid off her student loan. So instead of putting money every month, we bought a property that we actually bought for nothing down. The residents paid the monthly payments for the next 12 years, paid the property, of course, appreciated the value, you know, the loan, you know, went down because of the principal reduction, and it was enough to actually pay their full college education. So, you know, again, not only does it change our lifestyles, but now our kids aren't saddled with college debt. And it was all due to one single family real estate property. And so, you know, it's one of the things I would highly recommend is anybody with children to buy one single family, hold it, wait to college, refinance it or sell it, and now the college debt is totally paid for. And we didn't put a dime into their college education. It was all done by real estate and, you know, our residents paying rent every month. So it's a fantastic way to pay your kids' education.
Yeah, I think you really benefit your children when you start them off right. And starting them off right, from my standpoint, is going to college, if that's what they need to do. College isn't for everyone, but my kids went to college, and I think it was an important event for them to experience. Whether or not they enjoyed it or not is immaterial. I think they got value out of it. And like your children, my children left college with absolutely no debt. So I think that whether or not your children get involved, well, one child's already involved, but whether or not your second daughter gets involved with real estate, I think you've already done something amazing for her by eliminating debt, which chokes out the current generation. What are your thoughts on that?
Oh, absolutely. You know, that's the biggest problem is you're saddled with so much debt. And it's hard for them to go out and buy their own home or what they want to do. I mean, I just didn't want them to, you know, start off life with, you know, owing $100,000. Now, both my daughters have been very responsible. They weren't ones that said they weren't going to pay it. You know, she actually wanted to pay her own, you know, pay her debt and not have us do it. But it was just a nice thing to have that put aside and be able to do that. And, you know, we're so much grateful, you know, by having that opportunity that real estate provided us. So.
You know, Don, I got about 45 seconds left in the show, and I want to give you an opportunity to speak to those real estate investors out there that have experience like you that are considering joining Lifestyles Unlimited, but they're on the fence. What would you say to them?
Oh, definitely do it. You know, I mean, I came up the hard way. I learned real estate on my own. The nice thing that Lifestyles provides is that support group. If anything else, you've got your mentors, you've got your members. I didn't have that growing up. So I went to a lot of real estate seminars. They're called, I lost $6,000 doing something the wrong way. You can eliminate so many of your problems, and Lifestyles provides that so much opportunity. You know, people don't realize how grateful they are for an organization that Dell's built in Lifestyles Unlimited.
Yeah, I'm on board with you. I'm grateful. You're grateful. The 50,000 members of Lifestyles Unlimited are grateful for what Dell Walmsley has built. And ironically, it's been around for 35 years, and it's not going anywhere. And if you want to do what Don's doing, you want to do what I'm doing, you want to do what Dell Walmsley's doing, you want to do what the 50,000 members of Lifestyles Unlimited are doing, go to lifestylesunlimited.com. Sign up for a free workshop or sign up for the expo, and let's get you going.
Listening to the Dell Walmsley Radio Show. Want more of Dell's unconventional wisdom? Go to lifestylesunlimited.com and click the radio tab. Listen to past shows, hear podcasts on demand, and find out how you can change your life today. The Dell Walmsley Radio Show is part of the Lifestyles Unlimited Radio Network.
The information and opinions you hear on the Dell Walmsley Radio Show are those of the host, Dell Walmsley, his guests, and his callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Dell Walmsley Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Dell Walmsley Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.